track three, and here are our headline stories. And from the mid-Devon, cash versus history. The double-edged sword of development hangs over a Newton Abbott brownfield site. Last week, Teignbridge District Council voted by a large majority to demolish derelict industrial buildings in Bradley Lane. However, this has led to heated discussion as opponents of the scheme, which could see 100 new homes built on the site, claim it's a case of cash over history and that the building should be preserved rather than destroyed by the developers. Knocking down derelict industrial buildings in the centre of Newton Abbott would be cultural vandalism, it has been claimed. Raising the Bradley Lane brownfield site could generate 100 new homes for the town, and Teignbridge Council intends to spend government money on making it happen. But opponents say the old building should be preserved, and developers are prepared to do so. One of the buildings is Vicary's Mill, home for many years to a window company and known locally as the Lorna Buildings. It also housed a paper mill going back to the 1700s, but it has been rebuilt a number of times since. It is now empty and has been badly vandalised. Days before the committee meeting, police and fire officers warned that youngsters had been risking their lives getting onto the site, lighting fires and becoming trapped. The council is spending hundreds of thousands of pounds just to maintain it. An agreement to demolish units was first passed in 2021. But a deal with a would-be developer lapsed earlier this month with no work having started. The council's decision earlier this year to axe a planned town centre cinema scheme leaves unspent £2.4 million of the government's future high streets money earmarked for Newton Abbott. Officers recommend the council should spend it on Bradley Lane instead. Councillor Andrew McGregor, South Devon Alliance, asked for a decision to be delayed for a month so that councillors could spend longer considering the details. He said, "We're being told we've got to vote for this or we'll lose the money. Things are always left to the last minute and we are told we have to make a decision now or else. I'm not prepared to do that, and I'm not prepared to indulge in cultural vandalism." South Devon Alliance leader Richard Dawes added, "I can't conceive that future high streets will give you this money to simply demolish history." But Councillor Mike Ryan, South Devon Alliance, told the meeting, "It's a perfectly good site that is crying out for houses to be built on it. I just want to see something built there. The sooner it's demolished, the better. It's an eyesore. Build on it for the benefit of Newton Abbott." Councillor Gary Taylor, Lib Dem, urged his colleagues to follow the money. He said, "If this is not approved now, the chance to use future High Streets grant money will be lost. There is no time to pursue an alternative." And Councillor Robert Hayes, Lib Dem, added, "It's a hideous building that lies on contaminated land. The safer thing to do is to demolish it and build modern housing for the people of Newton Abbott." New council leader Richard Keeling, Lib Dem, said, "We can't afford to keep navel-gazing on this site. I agree heritage is very important, but we have to move on with this. We can't put it off any longer." Members voted by a large majority to go ahead with the demolition project.
And from the Teignmouth Post, there's an article. The lead article is called Ben's Triumph. England under 20 fly half Ben Cohen made a triumphant return to his junior club at the weekend, just days after winning the Rugby World Championship. Ben brought along his winner's medal and England representative cap for the youngsters to see. He spent time chatting with the aspiring players as well as passing a ball around with them. Earlier in the day, Ben had visited the Teignmouth Promenade Park Run, which his family regularly attend. Ben has just returned from South Africa, where England beat France 21-13 in a nail-biting final to win the Under-20s Rugby World Championship. England Under-20s had previously beaten Ireland, South Africa, Fiji and Argentina to reach the final of the competition. Ben grew up in Tynmouth and attended Trinity School as a youngster. He has just finished his first year studying at the University of Exeter, where he has played for the first team this year.
Islands in the stream lead to dredging clash. Dawlish can now boast its own islands in the stream after the watercourse through the town has developed areas of beach. The brook is a major draw for tourists and the home of the town's iconic black swans and other waterfowl. But the issue of to dredge or not to dredge is an ongoing problem, as environmentalists argue it should be left undisturbed, while others fear the lack of maintenance leaves low-lying areas of the town at risk of flooding. Calls are regularly made for efforts to clear the watercourse which runs through the town. Now it has been declared it has its own beach after several large areas of silt have appeared in part of the watercourse known as the Boating Pond. Dawlish historian David Force says its current state is an embarrassment to the town. He warned the Boating Pond has now become a beach, a bike park and a picnic spot. How embarrassing is that? If there's a bad storm and easterly gale this winter, there will be floods. There's nowhere for the water to go apart from across the lawn and over Tuck's plot, not to mention Brookdale Terrace and Brunswick Place. It is a shameful situation. His comments have attracted a huge response from both locals and visitors, many complaining about the neglected and overgrown state of the brook, especially the boating pond, the islands in the stream, opposite the theatre, overhanging trees, unsightly weeds on both banks, and the fountain that no longer works. The brook is the responsibility of Teignbridge Council. Mr. Force said, "It's time Teignbridge knows how unhappy we are at the state of the brook, the jewel in the crown of our wonderful town. The lawn and brook are the lifeblood of our town and attract thousands of visitors every year. It is imperative these attractions are maintained, otherwise the local traders will be hit hard if the visitors stop coming." His complaints have been echoed by many residents who agree the issue needs to be addressed to improve the brook and prevent the risk of flooding. But dredging the brook comes with additional costs and the risk of affecting bathing water quality, while there are suggestions it may not solve the flooding issue. In September last year, parts of the town were flooded. The brook was last dredged in 2013, when silt and other debris was removed in a bid to reduce the flooding risk. The previous year, water levels had risen by about 2 feet, bursting its banks, and silt and gravel washed downstream and built up to what were deemed unacceptable levels. The brook has 20 weirs and sluices along its length.